This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Competitor, he's been improving his game a lot. I actually tagged with Big Dave in the tag team 901 Classic 2 years ago. We lost, and it was his fault, so I'm going Tyler the Masters.
I can respect that. I'm a grudge guy.
Also, too. Tyler, this is both of their wrestling debuts in Minglewood Hall. Tyler the Masters did a great job as a special guest referee last month. But this is going to be his first time to show the Minglewood crowd what he can do. Which is
we got analysis from Bobby Ford happening here.
You
but
think
yes,
I
don't
watch everything that happens on this show? You don't get to be a winner by being lazy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's
I
right.
Scout.
Yeah, both guys debuting. Debuting, yeah.
Yeah, you can also,
at Minglewood. What's
knock
it? What?
Out the ref.
So that you're on the other side of the bracket, we have two other matches. Two fan favorites, Prince Adonis versus the Grappler.
Who cares? Honestly, I hope they both go out there and lose. I don't like either of these guys. I have beaten up the Grappler numerous times, and I don't like Adonis' entrance music. Think it's whack.
I'm just moving on Adonis just because I've seen the Grappler's
work. It's probably
going to
be Adonis.
I'm sure he's a great story. But
Jeffrey, you tell me.
That feels like a 1-16.
Right, it's a 1-16. If this is not a seeded tournament, if it was.
Is a 1-16.
Oh, it's this one.
Adonis has gone deep in the Classic before.
Prince Adonis has won. At one point, he had never lost a Classic. He won the original one in singles competition. He won the tag team 901 Wrestling Classic, which was for the 901 Wrestling tag team titles.
Has he ever been 901 Wrestling champion?
He has.
Oh, I've done that twice, so.
And then we have one other match in that opening round happening on October 20th. Do you have any thoughts on that? You do have some interesting analysis for the listeners out here.
I'm going with MJ.
Here.
You're picking MJ Davis?
Yeah.
He is a current 901 Wrestling Tag Team Champion, but I mean,
Half the top shot has been here in studio, former guest on Jeffrey Wright and Company.
I've beaten MJ like 3 or 4 times. I've never been in the ring with Brandon White. I'm going to say that MJ without a tag team partner is not as good.
Okay,
so
you're
going Brandon
White
in that opening. Both
system,
round
a system wrestler,
both big guys, some heavyweights in that one in the opening.
So what's that leave us?
That
would be your final four.
Your final four would be Adonis taking on White.
They just had a match at Minglewood last month,
and you advanced Big Dave because LeMasters cost you.
Big
Dave cost you.
Big
and you
Dave's
advanced
a loser.
LeMasters. Okay,
Dave's a loser, so he's going to lose that one.
And I believe you advanced,
come on, Bobby.
So I believe you advanced Morgan because Walker 13, his eyes bother you.
If you're about to defend me
Big
calling
Dave?
Somebody else a loser, I mean, you're just defending yourself for being a loser too, so I get it.
All right, look.
Y'all got to stick together.
All right, come on, Bobby.
Okay.
Look, I don't want to bring up, Jeffrey's the one who likes to bring up your recent record, but.
I'm just saying the last time you were here, you had a belt.
Yeah, and that's okay. I'll have one again the next time I come.
Have not won a match, according to my statistics, and my since
you've never had a match.
I'm not a wrestler.
How about you get in there with me and see who wins?
No, look, you tried to make that happen.
Yeah,
and
stay on that side of the glass.
Yeah, keep your hands off of me, Bob.
Let me just tell you, working post 35, buddy. I wish you the best of luck. All right, it is 901 Wrestling. It is the October Minglewood Show, October the 20th. Bobby will be in action. We will also have the 901 Wrestling Championship belt on the line as well. 5 p.m. It's a Sunday show. Kids do get in free with the purchase of one ticket.
Yes.
Any
bring
final thoughts?
Bring your brats. Mm-hmm. Come to Minglewood. It's a Sunday show. It's been a lot of fun. You know, last time was our first time there, and it's a great venue. We're very thankful.
A Coke venue too, Jeffrey, I think. I'm for sure.
Yeah. I mean, y'all did spend like 10 minutes talking about Coke versus Pepsi, so I get it. But yeah, Minglewood, great venue. They're lucky to have me. I mean, we're lucky to have them. We're doing everything we can to have a lot of success with them. And we hope, Yeah, we don't hope. We know that you want to come out and catch this show, the opening round of the 901 Wrestling Classic, plus myself, Livewire Bobby Ford in action.
Again, tickets at 901wrestling.com. When we come back, we get into the list. We'll also have CJ Hurt coming up during hour number two. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. John Morant. Yeah, from DeMichael Cole over at
the injury list.
The commercial appeal. Yes, exactly. Memphis Grizzlies point guard Ja Morant did not practice on Wednesday afternoon after injuring his ankle in the team's preseason opener on Monday night against the Dallas Mavericks. An MRI was conducted on Tuesday and determined that Morant is dealing with a mild ankle sprain, according to Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins. Memphis is still 2 weeks away from its season opener against the Jazz, and all signs point to Morant being fully ready to go by that point. According to Jenkins, quote, "We expect him to be ready for opening night against Utah, but we're going to be cautious over the next couple of weeks." Morant injured his ankle in the second quarter after Mavs wing Najee Marshall attempted a pass that hit the Grizzlies all-star in the ankle. Morant then turned his ankle and limped off the floor. 5 minutes later, Morant returned to the game, but would only play 3 minutes before hobbling off again after a two-handed dunk. Okay, we didn't include this one in Buy, Sell Short, or Go to Reddit, but this will be an impromptu Buy, Sell Short, or Go to Reddit. The Grizzlies should shut down Ja Morant for preseason.
Typically, no, but yeah, under this situation, yes, yeah.
This is the classic, I'd like to know more information. I think I'm actually selling it.
You think?
If they did, it's...
here's how many preseason games we got left now.
So I
just started. I know.
Yeah, so tomorrow night is the home preseason opener against Charlotte. I think there are five total.
Because
there's Bulls, Pacers, Charlotte. I'm trying to remember. I think there are five.
But the,
or maybe the math doesn't add up. Maybe there should be six.
Just wait. Look, let them play. Let him work out his kinks in regular season. I think we talked about it, of course, with Jaren last week.
Yeah. Right?
And, like, balancing preseason, is it worth the risk of injury? And with Ja...
There are four, by the way. So there...
There are four?
So you have tomorrow night at home. You can also watch it on Bally's. You can, of course, listen to it with Eric, 92.9. There will be Saturday at Chicago, Monday at Indiana. The last preseason game will be a week from Friday, so October the 18th. That's Miami at home, and then they hit the road to go to Utah.
So
their regular season opener is 2 weeks from today, if I've done the math right.
Right. That sounds right.
Yeah, because it's Wednesday the 23rd.
Okay, yeah. My calendar was messed up, yeah.
That got me on Right and Right Trivia when I was trying to give out dates to concerts. We also almost gave away tickets to a concert that got canceled. That would have been fun.
We'll give away some Memphis, South Florida tickets tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Your chance to win.
Yeah.
Look, we had too much of missing because it's Ja. Like last year, multiple reasons Ja Morant missed games at FedEx Forum. And let's make sure he's there for the regular season. Let's send him out for the rest of this preseason.
So the only reason why, obviously I'm deferring to doctors. Like, let's be clear. But if you got the okay and you find out this is mainly a pain tolerance thing, you've got the quote unquote new offense. And while the pace was blisteringly up on Monday, the turnovers were way up. Like, it got sloppy at times. I'd kind of like to see a little bit more run. My main thing is, like, I think whenever you come back from injury, it's natural to be scared of more injury. Like, I think that's a part of the human condition.
Yes.
I think you kind of need to get banged up a little bit here and, like, play through it. And that way, like, that kind of builds...
This is Ja Morant. He can't, like, I don't know. He doesn't seem to have the switch of this is a preseason game. Like, he plays every game like it's, like, he's pushing towards that basket and he wants to have the highlight dunk.
I mean, that is a more than fair point.
And so, like, just if we're going to do that, let's do that where it counts. Like, let's wait. Like, I see no reason for him to.
The other problem with
let me make sure he can play a couple of minutes, maybe, but.
I mean, it's
all with the doctors, but I mean,
I can be with you. Like, hey, play whatever. Use the regular season to play your way into shape. My main thing is
it's a long season, right?
It's always difficult also to assess. Ja gets very dramatic when he either gets banged up or whatnot. I mean, honestly, I always thought one of the biggest like ironies was I'm not even really sure the play that he got hurt for the labrum, which was a serious injury.
Right.
But like there have been times where like Ja rolls an ankle and we think he's dead.
Well.
Like I don't remember any reaction to the labrum. I think the other thing though, if we're talking about other things I'd kind of want to see, because I'm not gonna overreact to preseason games. I wasn't in love with what I saw from Edie on Monday. And I'd like to see something that would like get that out of my mind. Now, granted, was a different matchup when you've got a much more athletic big. They kind of took advantage. He got some fouls called on him. But that was one of the times where, like, in the back of your mind, you're always going to have what all the haters have been saying, like the athleticism, the getting pulled out from the basket, like that's going to be a problem. I'd like to see some proof of concept that that's not. Like when we saw from the game against Walker Kessler in I mean, to me, like, Ja's injury is going to be the same thing as, like, how they treated Edie in summer league. Like, I mean, if he needs to go, he'll go, but they're not going to do something stupid for preseason.
Edie is the guy who does need to be playing. That's what preseason is there for. So, you know, there's no reason to be concerned after one game, but that's what, you know, yes, he needs to play. Ja, technically, yes, he missed a lot of games because he was forced to for different reasons last season. And would need to get back with this team and this new offense and figure stuff out. But I'm confident in his ability to do it game day.
All right.
When it matters.
All right. Let's go with Aaron Rodgers. All right. So Aaron Rodgers made his appearance on Pat McAfee. And today he said he was only going to answer the question with one sentence and then he was going to move on. But he wanted to unequivocally deny he basically almost went and called the reports fake news about him being responsible for the firing of Robert Saleh. They're patently false, and like he left it at that.
Do you believe him?
Here's the problem. Do I think he was the one that pulled Robert Saleh into the office and said, "You're gone"? Well, no. Do I also think he pulled up the phone and said, "Woody, he's got to go"? No. What I do feel confident happened is that Robert Saleh was going to demote Nathaniel Hackett, who is Rodgers' boy. There were even some reports that perhaps firing, but at the minimum, demoting. What we do know is neither one of those things occurred, and Robert Saleh is no longer there. Now, this is not me crying for Robert Saleh. He's going to make reportedly $500,000 a month for the next 2 years to not coach football. Like, that's kind of the dream.
That's dream come true.
I think what it is fair to say is if Aaron Rodgers wanted Robert Saleh to be the coach, he'd still be the coach. I think that's fair to say.
Oh, that's absolutely. For a player of this star power, for sure. If he wanted him to be the coach, he'd be the coach. But, man, I'm glad. Not that I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan by any means, but I'm glad he's in New York. I think it's going to continue to be just a sideshow, not a sideshow, but like the attention of the media in this way, right? You have certain things going on. Like, imagine the people complain about Taylor Swift, you know, and showing up. Like, imagine, like, my goodness, if her boyfriend was playing for New York, right? Like, it always is enhances everything in the New York media and the coverage of
no question.
You know,
a much more competitive media market. It's also a media market because I think there's also, I think when you are the Packers quarterback, I'm not saying there's not good reporters on that beat. There are.
Right.
But,
I mean, come on, it's a very Packer-friendly reporters.
Correct. Right? Like whereas New York, A, it's going to be way more competitive, and because there's going to be more reporters, there's way more. But there's also, there's just an edginess to being a New York reporter that doesn't exist.
I mean, just
on the Packers.
And there's a lot of reasons: COVID, Pat McAfee. And
well,
all
this
of that,
is the other thing is that
combined, we've learned a lot more about Aaron Rodgers since he's left Green Bay.
There's no question. And then also,
we seem to know more about who Aaron Rodgers is since he left Green Bay.
Now, I would argue, I thought there were people being very dumb in real time. When Aaron Rodgers did the I've been immunized,
yeah,
I was like, my first reaction is like, oh, yeah, he didn't get the vaccine. But there were people who acted like he pulled a fast one. It's like, no, my first thought was like, well, that's being very careful with how you're wording it. Like, it's lawyering, essentially. Like,
right.
I think what Aaron Rodgers technically said was probably true. The question is whether or not the spirit of it was true.
For sure. Like, if he was choosing his words carefully. But which he also did in this. So this was interesting. I got a question for you, Jeff.
Right.
So, like, he's on Pat McAfee, right? He explained, like, that the moment that the players found out that their coach was fired, it reminded him of a scene from the action film series John Wick. Has there ever been a moment in your life that has reminded you of John Wick?
I mean, only in the sense of, like, if you go to Paris at night and you see, like, some of the scenes, you're like, can you imagine when Keanu pulled the air brake there and spun out and, like, was Tokyo drifting?
So you do have moments.
But okay. I cannot have moments in my life where I can draw parallels to the John Wick movies. With that being said, I want to be very clear. I'm a fan of those movies, but no.
Is the New York Jets, are they more like Speed, right? An out of control bus situation up there? What Keanu Reeves movie?
What Keanu movie? What's his biggest bomb?
Ooh, his
the
biggest
Sandra
bomb.
Bullock movie? What was the one where he was leaving letters in a mailbox? It was like a chick flick. Remember?
It's not
like,
Lighthouse, is it? That's
no.
Boathouse or Lake House? No,
yeah,
it wasn't one of those.
I think you're
was
now on the, you're sniffing at it. The Lake House or something like, yeah, you're sniffing around it.
So just you got to pick up the bomb. That's what they are right now. Yeah. The Lake House, 2006 film. Yeah. I did. Yeah. That I don't know how did that do. Did it bomb? It
I thought it did, but.
The box office, I mean, it made $114.8 million. The budget was 40, so I think it did all right.
Okay, that's not a bomb.
There's got to be something after.
Because even like The Replacements wasn't a bomb, but that's also a great film.
I mean, the new Bill and Ted didn't do great, but it's still Bill and Ted, and it was
it was
a COVID release, I believe. So
maybe that's the answer, because I understand this is kind of the mistake that we make as human beings when something is probably underappreciated, like a comedy. Like the first two Bill and Ted's.
Yeah.
We do this craving of let's bring it back and let's do another. What's one we brought back that was better? Like, and it's not like the third Bill and Ted tarnishes the reputation or whatever. Like they're stoner comedies. But like,
it's very much of this time, that type of
it's
movie.
The same thing with like Anchorman 2. When we brought back
Anchorman 2 was awful.
Like, yeah. We didn't need it. Like we kind of do this one of like,
something was great. And we've been doing it quite often here since the debut of the streaming times, right?
Yeah.
In the streaming era, all these different new services, whether it's Netflix or whatever, trying to get the credibility with the brand name.
For sure. They were trying to, like, they were basically taking the IP Hollywood studio model, which is, all right, let's take these big brands that we know, but they were doing it on a smaller scale for streaming.
I mean, the Jets are trying to use the big brand of Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's actually parallels
exactly
to that one
on,
where it's
yeah.
like, we didn't need this. I don't think Rodgers needed this. It's why I am very fascinated to see how this year goes. Like, because
oh, sure.
I was selling them the whole year, but now I'm at the point where it's like, I think I'm at the point where I would be shocked if he plays next year.
Really?
Yeah. Because he physically doesn't look right. He's starting to have, I was telling Tim Murray this yesterday. There are whiffs of late stage Eli, and granted Rodgers is older than Eli was at this point, but Rodgers was also a much more athletic quarterback in his prime than Eli was. But what happens when you see a lot of these guys when they get to a certain age, we think part of it is, I think we kind of do the move that we did with Peyton, where the problem with Peyton at the end was the arm strength wasn't there. Like, it just looked terrible. Like, he could not throw the ball. And we think when we see Rodgers And honestly, when we saw Eli, late stage Eli, their arm strength was still there. Same thing with Brady, even at the end. But what happens is their rest of the body doesn't move like it used to, and they can't do the things that they're used to doing, and therefore they just become these like vulnerable statues in the backfield. And this kind of happened that last year of Brady, in which as soon as he'd get the snap, if he saw someone win up front, like he was just immediately throwing the ball into the dirt. Like he was just checking it down, like was not willing to get hit. And you can kind of see that now with Rodgers. Like when he can sense that there's some blitz, like it's just, he's like just giving up on the play. And I always just go back to, though, the bigger thing is, it is amazing how much stock we put into, well, Brady did this at an older age.
Right.
And we just dismiss the fact that Brady's the outlier. It's like, maybe all of Brady's weirdness, diet, everything, like, he's the only guy that could actually pull this off. But, like, this was something we used to see all the time where, like, teams would go and get the over-the-hill quarterback and it wouldn't work. Like,
Brady made it happen.
Yeah, and we was like, oh, let's do that.
And there's a chance that maybe it will happen again, for sure. It will happen again. I do believe it will happen again. There will be another, quote-unquote, over-the-hill quarterback who succeeds. We're in a different time with the different diets, and we can look, we pivot, right? I'm the host of 91 Wrestling. We just talked to Bobby Ford, but you look at professional wrestling, and the age of wrestlers who are able to compete at a high level is much higher now than it used to be, right?
For sure. So, now, I think, to your point, I think also wrestlers take care of themselves
better than they used to. But we know Tom Brady did, and there's other quarterbacks in that. So it's a different, but if any position in sports, quite frankly, that you could be able to pull off what Tom Brady did, I do think quarterback is, because it is a lot of mental capabilities involved in that.
Pitcher, yeah. I think that's probably one.
And we've seen it. We've felt like it.
Maybe the other thing with Brady, so much of Rodgers' game was also predicated on extending the play, being athletic, getting outside the pocket, making the big throw. Well, Brady spent his entire career inside the pocket. Like, I do think if we're going to see more guys that do it, I think it's going to be that style of quarterback. But the problem is now we're getting into this generation where, I mean, who's the closest thing to a statue right now? It's like Goff. Yeah. Goff's probably the closest thing of like, and Goff's older than, I mean, like, look at all of the guys that are playing right now. Like, almost every single one of them is a get outside the pocket, extend the play guy.
My question for you, though, Jeffrey, is could Keanu Reeves play Aaron Rodgers in a movie?
Yes, right?
I think he would be great. I think it would be a great Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, especially now that Rodgers is like growing the hair out.
Yeah. And so another reboot.
There's one problem.
Yeah.
Keanu's a lefty.
Oh, well, he would learn that, right? A lot of that, you know, he could win an Oscar
Part of
if he does it, he would win
an Oscar. Part of replacement's charm is that his throwing motion's not god awful.
Well,
which apparently, I'm seeing clips of the American Crime Story, or whatever, the Aaron Hernandez one.
Yes.
The football and the clips that I'm seeing are so god awful that it's like really making me want to watch. Like, they look unbelievably bad.
When does that come out?
So it's another one of those. Is it on Hulu? Is it on FX? It's like an FX show that's on Hulu.
I think it's probably, you know, double dipping.
So I don't know if this. Because they're not doing it.
I watched the documentary. I don't remember.
So we had the Apple TV Plus Patriots documentary that went into some of the Hernandez stuff. But there was, I want to say there was an Untold Netflix Hernandez. I think that everybody's grasped to.
But another Keanu, you're talking about Bill and Ted, but also The Matrix. He tried to do The Matrix again in 2021, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And it bombed as well. A lot of Keanu's...
I could also make the argument 2 and 3 of The Matrix kind of...
were not great.
Kind of proved the same point.
Right, yeah.
Like, the concept of the first one's amazing. But, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, CJ Hurt's going to join the program. Let's talk about this NBA GM survey with him. Also get his thoughts.
Coke or Pepsi?
On Coke or Pepsi. We'll do it next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Program is brought to you by our good friends over at Birdies. We want to remind you that this month is Golftober at Birdies. If you book online, you can enjoy half off the standard golf rates all month long. Now is the time to book your holiday party or event at Birdies because dates are filling up quite quickly, and you want to make sure that you book early. Also, if you reserve during the month of Golftober, your rates will still count as the Golftober rates. You'll get half off the standard rate, even if the event occurs in November or December. If you're also a golf instructor in need of a facility to carry on your lessons through the fall or winter months, DM Birdies at Birdies901 on Instagram for any info about how you can use Birdies as your instructional facility that can benefit both you and your students in the off months. Also, check out their membership options. $100 a month gets you 10 hours on the simulators plus additional discounts. All the information is at golfatbirdies.com. Please now to welcome to the program CJ Hurt. CJ, of course, Grind City media personality. You can see him on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt, also the HBCU Huddle. He's on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. CJ, Pepsi or Coke?
Oh, gosh. So when we say Pepsi or Coke, are we just comparing those two, or are we bringing the team along? So
all right, let's say you have the choice between a Coke establishment or a Pepsi establishment.
A choice between a Coke establishment or a Pepsi establishment. I think I'm rolling with Coke. Off the strength of Sprite and Fanta, right? Like, I'm not sure if Pepsi products have anything that can compete with Sprite and Fanta.
Right. Well, I mean, you now work in a Coke building. Were you allowed?
They changed out all the fountains, like the office fountains, everything.
Oh, that's what happened. I was wondering what the hell the deal was.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Absolutely did. So we had vending machines. Pull you back behind the curtain. We have vending machines. Excuse me. And there's snacks in one and drinks in the other one. But the drink machines left like a month and a half, 2 months ago. And so I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened. And now that you mention it, that's what happened. The switch happened.
Maybe you're getting a freestyle machine up in there.
Oh, maybe. God, I hate those. That is when I'll draw the line at Coke. When you see the computer screen, they taste awful. Nothing tastes like what it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah, but you're not supposed to, like, get one drink. You're supposed to, you know, I don't know what we're calling it when we mix them all together. When I was growing up, I called it a suicide, but yeah. I don't know if we're calling it that. But yeah, like, you're supposed
to just... I don't think that term's been canceled yet, has it?
I don't think you can use it in a casual way. We're going to have to figure out a new word for it, though. There needs to be a name for that drink, CJ. We're going to work on that. We're going to figure it out.
Waterfall. I think I've heard that one.
Oh, they call it a waterfall?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What do they call it on TikTok? What do they call it on TikTok? They got to call it on TikTok. A waterfall doesn't seem like it would be that color.
And a waterfall is when, like, we're all going to share a drink, and we just, without putting our lips on the top part.
It's essentially a community. Like, it's family style, if you will.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we call it, family style.
Yeah. I don't know if we have.
There's got to be a new word for it. I'm going to investigate.
All right, investigate. And then when you figure out what we're calling it when because that was also called that word, when we used to have to run and touch the lines in the basketball gym.
I think we're calling those gassers now.
Gassers, okay.
So what do we call a bunt, though, when...
You call it a squeeze?
Yeah, but there's a that's a different squeeze.
Ooh.
There's a safety squeeze, but the one where when the runner from third takes off for home, that's a suicide squeeze. But a safety squeeze is when you just bunt and he's kind of like reading where the baseball goes.
Hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I don't know. We just had Suicide Squad the movie come out, so maybe we can still call it.
I don't feel like that term's been canceled in this context. But I do feel like we switched from suicides or ladders. I remember that we started calling those gassers, but that was like
ladders were different. Ladders you had to run; those were down backs. Those were down backs stacked on top of one another. The other one, the line touches, where you go to the free throw line and back, and then half court and back, and then the opposite free throw line and back, and then all the way down and back.
I'll be honest; those didn't bother me as much as when you had to do the get in the stance and basically play defense all the way up and down the floor. Those were the ones that killed me. I thought gassers weren't that bad, or whatever.
But when we started doing ladders, I had never done ladders before. And our coach, Kevin Anglin, if that name sounds familiar, he played for Vanderbilt in the 90s and got them to a Sweet 16, if I remember correctly, one of the few Sweet 16s Vanderbilt had ever been a part of. He comes through, and he's our basketball coach. And he's like, all right, it's time to run ladders. Had never heard of a ladder before. And he was like, all right, you got to climb up the ladder, and then you got to climb back down. It's like, wait. Can't we just jump off this thing? Why after a 5.5 or a 7.5 do I have to go from a 7.5 back down to a 5.5 to a 3.5 to a 2.5 and then to a down back? Like, that's exhausting.
Oh, that bear crawls in football. Bear crawls are the worst. Oh. This is the happiest day of my life was when our coach, my sophomore year, said we didn't have to play defense anymore. Because defensive conditioning was so much worse than offensive conditioning. So we'd have to run a couple of like down and backs. So that was it. But like defense would do. Oh god, the fact that I didn't have to do any of that was like the happiest day of my life.
What's it called when you're on your belly and then you got to jump over the person from your belly and they're rolling under you and then you're down and then you roll under the person and then y'all keep rolling and jumping over one another?
We did popcorn drill.
Is that what that is? That was unbearable.
So you had that, and you had up-downs where you would just jog in place and then hit your stomach and pop up. What else? Oh, 6 inches when you just lay flat on your back and get your legs 6 inches. Oh, those were the worst.
Awful. That was the up-downs part. One of my favorite parts in cinematic history is Coach Boone and Remember the Titans telling Blue and telling everybody that water is for getting blood out of his uniform, and you don't get no blood on his uniform, and that everybody's going to do up-downs until Blue is no longer hot, tired, and thirsty.
You got to have a pretty good Denzel. I feel like you were kind of like halfway there just even quoting it. Have you worked on a Denzel impression?
No. You know, the great thing about Denzel Washington in that movie is he embodies a high school football coach.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a great high school football coach.
Yeah.
If you played high school football, you can do a football coach because you are around them. We were doing two-a-days, right? So you're around these people all damn day long in the summertime. I would show up, lift weights about 6:30, and then be on the field and then get done with being on the field at about noon because it would be too hot, and then go back in and do some more conditioning and get back on the field at 3. So, like, in the summertime for 2-3 weeks, those are the only adults you're around.
Oh god. And then when I found out now they can't practice, like if it's like they won't start practice till like 6:30 p.m. now.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was like, we had the 2 weeks of what you're talking about, and then I don't know if y'all had this. We had like the hell week where it was sun up, sun down. You never left campus.
Yep. How could you? You couldn't. They had stuff for you doing. They would bring us. They were kind enough, though. They would bring us lunch. They're like, hey, nobody
they did
go
cater
home.
Lunch. Yeah,
here's your lunch.
Yeah, we got
down,
we got those
and get back on the field.
We'd get those sandwiches that were like, oh yeah, that's it.
I've got an update. Okay, so if you're uncomfortable using that the suicide term to describe your drink when you mix it all, not that we ordered this at this age, or I don't think at our age. Usually, I think you have to be under the age of 18 to really want to order this or attempt one of these.
Maybe under the age of 12.
Maybe 12.
Yeah, 12 is the age. Yeah. 12
maybe
and under.
12 is it 12? Once you're a teenager, you know, you've learned your lesson. But all right, so we have a graveyard. A graveyard's an alternate name.
I rock with that.
Sewage.
Okay.
Pop bomb. Pop bomb sounds like something we've got there out in the the Midwest or something. Swamp water. This is maybe my favorite one. Is swamp water.
So we had a listener write in.
Kamikaze. Is that what's
that? I've heard that one.
That's the one.
But wait.
Is there something different
with
the kamikaze?
But then you start. Isn't there a shot that's a kamikaze?
There's a kamikaze shot, yeah.
And yeah. And
so that gets confusing.
Yeah, kamikaze got some weird war connotations, right? Like, I don't know if I'm rocking with that
one. Well, I think it's just a replacement term because literally a kamikaze is a suicide, like, dive plane.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, it is. It's still. But it also could be the name of an amusement park ride, right? Yeah. I think of Liberty Land, right? We've got garbage soda is another one.
And I've heard garbage bag, but that also has the connotations of, like, I always thought of garbage bag as, like, when you get, like, it's another term for, like, hunch punch or, like, a nasty, like, disgusting, like, mix of drinks from, like, college. It's always in, like, a cooler.
Swamp water might be the best way to go.
Swamp water.
That's
kind of what it is.
We had a listener submit Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't hate that.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Oh, I like bubbly drinks. I cannot lie.
CJ, switching gears on you a little bit. Is John Morant going to be the breakout star this year?
That one took me by
surprise.
No, you can't break out once you've already broken out. If you break out and then you go away, you can't re-break out. You only break out once. Now, he can be a comeback player.
Right.
He can't break out because we've seen him before. We know what he is. Like, that's not they're not using the phrase, or they don't understand, and it's crazy to me that 30 NBA GMs don't understand the difference between breakout and comeback. No, Ja Morant can have and will probably have an incredible season, but it won't be a breakout season because he's already freed himself. He's already announced himself to the basketball world. So it could be a comeback because he only played 9 games last year. So that could be a comeback, but breakout, no, he's already out.
I think
you only come out once.
If he needed more motivation, he's got it.
I did like the GMs also deciding that most improved team's going to be the Grizzlies. That is such a cop-out. It's like, yeah, if they just get their team back. Like,
right.
It's acting as if like the Grizzlies just all of a sudden were like bad. It's like, no, they had injuries.
Well, that's that one I can understand more. Sometimes you go out there and you sign one big-time free agent, and that free agent is going to come in and make some sort of weird big three, like the 76ers with Paul George, right? And so you say, oh, they're going to be improved because of Paul George. Sometimes you go out there and you make a bunch of little moves along the fringes, not really getting a legit superstar or anything like that, but you bolster your bench and your role player roster and depth, and that's what makes you a breakout team or a more improved team. That's what the Celtics did on their way to the championship last year. Hell, and sometimes you just had a bad luck when it came to injuries, and you get everybody back healthy. And I think that we'll see the Grizzlies do this, and I feel like the Bucks championship year, that's what happened to them, where Middleton was healthy and Holiday was healthy and Giannis was back and healthy, and boom, they were ready to go. Denver's championship, that's certainly what happened. Because the year before, Jokic got played off the court by the Warriors in the first round because everybody was injured. I think Gordon was injured. Wasn't Michael Porter Jr. injured? Jamal Murray was injured. Everybody was injured. And then the next year, they got significantly better because their team got healthier. They got better luck as it pertained to health. So there's a lot of different ways to improve in the NBA. And for the Grizzlies, it's just a matter of, hey, everybody's back and healthy.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the whole question is, how many games does Ja play? If he plays 60-65 or more, then I think that this team's going to be really good.
If he really breaks out, then like, wow.
Well, I mean, the other one that kind of annoyed me, I don't know how you felt, and granted, I don't really get bent out of shape.
This is the GM survey. You're up to, so 67% was for the Grizzlies for being most improved, and they said Oklahoma City was going to be most improved last year. But what gets you upset, Jeffrey? What gets you upset?
Which team's level of success this season is toughest to predict? The winning team with only 17% of the vote. So again, there's only so much you get bent out of shape. But they put the Lakers. I'm in the camp of, if the Lakers are really good, I will be surprised. Like, I think they've kind of just shown what they are. Like, they're going to be somewhere around kind of that play-in level team. If LeBron can get it together in a playoff series, because he's still LeBron, like, even though he's not peak of his powers, he can still push somebody in a series. But it's like, I would be more, if you told me they're a top three seed, that would surprise me. I don't think this is that team's that difficult to predict.
Quick, what is 17% of 30? Is that like six? Because that's all that is.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you. That's why I don't get that bit. It's probably one vote over a team that I actually do think is difficult to predict. You could tell me the Rockets are pretty good, or you could tell me the Rockets like are out of the play-in mix. And like that team, but to your point, that's probably the difference of one vote.
Yeah, in this category, is like also receiving votes is like about 10 other teams.
Yes.
Like, is really this that might have the most votes of any other category on the GM survey. But I agree with you. The Lakers seem like we know what they're going to do.
Yeah. CJ, we appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
That is,
I'm going to go drink me some swamp water.
There you go,
y'all,
buddy.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes, the Sir Mix-a-Lot. That is CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Tell Your Story, so the Phoenix Suns, their owner is a big Michigan State booster, and they've been practicing at the Breslin Center on the campus of Michigan State. Well, we had Devin Booker drop this as he's wearing a Michigan State sweatshirt and a Detroit Tigers hat today. I always wanted to be a Spartan. And now I've finally been given the chance to play in Breslin. He chose to go to Kentucky over Michigan State. He was offered by Michigan State. He could have gone to Michigan State. Like, this is some.
Wait, he wanted them both, Jeffrey.
This is some good old fashioned pandering. Like, that is just the Tigers hat on top, like everything. Just good old fashioned pandering.
The Porter wasn't in place of a way for him to make sure he could play on all the teams at the time.
But that is the mantra. That is don't tell the story. Tell your story. Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining the program, as well as Bobby Ford. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.